This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
$600 billion. The company is also unveiling its ambitious new American manufacturing program, which will bring factories and assembly lines across our country all roaring to life, areas that were not doing so well. About $17 trillion coming into the United States, which is more than ever before.
Nobody is getting this Apple announcement, right? Nobody's understanding how big this is. To tell the story correctly, you have to go back to 2017 and what Donald Trump did. This Apple announcement is as much about making sure there is no war with China over Taiwan as it is about bringing manufacturing back to the United States of America. A lot of folks on our side, including business reporting, are saying, Tim Cook said he's going to, you know, do stuff before, but he didn't do it. When did he say that, though? Well, he and Trump made their first joint announcement back during the first Trump administration. What were they planning? Well, to understand what happened, you've got to rewind back and focus on Taiwan. There's roughly four countries we get our chips from, and also our semiconductor chips. One of them is China, one South Korea. Some come from Germany, not much, and some from Japan. The high-tech ones made with our trade secrets, the most critical, 60%, come out of Taiwan. Our trade secrets are in those factories, and that enrages Trump. And so back in 2017, he did something unorthodox that enraged all these war hawks who they just want to go to war with China. They don't care so that we can make money and their contractor donors can make money. They don't care about the details. Trump didn't want to go to war. Especially didn't want to go to war over Taiwan. Trump said to Taiwan, you know what? You stole our semiconductor chip business. You stole our chip business overall. We used to make chips here. And he said, why should I defend you? I'm not defending you. If China attacks you, I'm not defending you. And he let him stew for a few weeks. And he said, well, you know, I might defend you, but you're going to have to move the mainstay of your production here. And it's going to have to start with a factory. So Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company moved to Arizona. This is first Trump term. It was announced. It gets done. Even the New York Times admits that's a major coup for Trump. Headline, May 14th, 2020. That's how long it took him to get here. TSMC is set to build a U.S. chip facility, a win for Trump. Why is that a win? The reason China wants Taiwan is not because it'd be really cool to take an island vacation. It's because the key manufacturing for chips is done there. So China would control 80% of the chips if it could take Taiwan. The whole world market, especially the ones with the tech China hasn't managed to steal yet. Inside the factories are kill switches for just that scenario. So if China knows if it invades Taiwan and takes it, the kill switches that we have demanded the installation of to protect our tech would be operated. It'll destroy those factories. It would set us back years, giving them what? Upper hand in the market. All right, so destroyed factories are still a win for China. A mega win for China is they do the invasion fast before the kill switches can be operated and they get it all. They've got our tech and they've got the world's manufacturing capacity. See how this works? That's the only reason we go to war over Taiwan, is we don't care about some island. It's because of that. So Trump knew strategically, and again, this is our military tech, this is our semiconductors, this is our servers, this is our satellites, this is all of it. And it's just damn dumb that it's not in America. Trump knew that. So when Tim Cook, Apple, and Trump first made their announcement back in 2018, it was contingent on this, on this TSMC factory. And Trump said to Taiwan, look, Taiwan, we don't care. You can take your profits home. We don't care. Build your factory here. Employ Americans. It's a lot easier to defend that factory and all that tech in Arizona than it is in Taiwan, where we're going to have to bleed and die for no particular reason because we're just stupid. Taiwan said, uncle, you got us. We'll move. It just opened. The factory just opened. So it's been open a couple months. So when you see Tim Cook making the first $500 billion announcement, that was what, in February? He adds another $100 billion to it yesterday. So what Trump has just done here is said to China, by the day, your reasons for invading Taiwan, pointless. Because it's a major risk for them to invade Taiwan. They'd probably win, but the cost would be incredible to them. Okay, what happens next? They make the announcement yesterday, but it goes way beyond what anybody thought, including me, thought was possible. Tim Cook announces he's going to make 19 billion of these chips here by the end of the year. And he announces a joint deal. Remember the Pentagon deal? They just pumped $400 million into the company PM, their rare earth minerals, to assure the Pentagon would have the supply. Yeah, well, we found out yesterday Apple pumped $500 million into the same company, PM. Why? To control the rare earth minerals. Now, Apple is saying, we are going to buy all our rare earths in America. We're going to buy all our rare earths in America. And we're going to be the number one customer of TSMC, of the Arizona plant. We've already cut the deal. They're expanding, in fact, right now. And Apple says, we're going to put our entire supply chain in America. Why? They couldn't do it before. And what interrupted a lot of that was Chairman Ho, our first Chinese president, stealing that election in 2020 and shutting down those rare earth mines. We didn't have a lot of it, but almost everything we had left, he shut down. Can you see now why China was stealing people's personal information off TikTok, creating indistinguishable driver's licenses that they were then shipping to America to create fake absentee ballots to get Chairman Ho elected? Remember, we intercepted 19,000 of those licenses in a single tranche at Chicago O'Hare. So we know they did it. The FBI caught them and buried the whole thing. Deleted all records, even of the investigation, off its internal servers to hide what China had done to help Chairman Ho win. Well, now when you can see what's at stake, you understand why China would take a risk like that. To create the licenses, to create the absentee ballots to help Chairman Ho win. By the way, we're not done with that scandal yet. We're going to hear more about it. So that's why I called Chairman Ho the first Chinese president, because he's shutting down these rare earth mines for 20 years. We need legislation to fix that. So this Apple announcement yesterday, total game changer, because the supply chain that Apple is building is a supply chain that could be used by all of our tech. It helps to prevent a war with China. Now watch what China's doing. All of a sudden, there's viruses all over the place. All of a sudden, there's viruses all over. Oh, no, we got a new virus. Yeah, new virus always comes out whenever China's in economic trouble. What did China just threaten to do? Cut us off from rare earth minerals. What? In retaliation from this. What do we see earlier in this year? Apple was manufacturing in China where they were at risk of having all this tech stolen. And we thought they'd move the supply chain to India because no way you could do it here. And the whole time in the background, they're partnering with the Pentagon, everybody else. They're moving the supply chain here. They have all the pieces now for the first time. What do you watch Trump do in the last 6 months? He opens the first rare earth minerals mine in 70 years. We used to dominate rare earths. 70 years. 14 years ago, they applied for that permit. And the Democrats had it locked down. Trump declares an energy emergency. And under that opens the mine. What is on the campus of the mine? The first coal plant to open in 30 years. We're back in business, America. And so that announcement yesterday is a total game changer. Here's Tim Cook.
First, with today's announcements, I'm proud to say that Apple is leading the creation of an end-to-end silicon supply chain right here in America, from design to equipment to wafer production to fabrication to packaging.
No one saw that coming.
In Texas, we're working with manufacturers like Texas Instruments, Global Wafers America, and Applied Materials. We're working with Amkor in Arizona and Broadcom and Global Foundries in New York. Thanks to President Trump's vision, and with his help in his first term, we also led the way to bring TSMC to Arizona by committing to be their first and largest customer. Today, they're producing tens of millions of chips for Apple.
Again, that's the TSMC. That's the Taiwanese-owned plant that Trump began bullying, cajoling, forcing here in 2017, really, 2018. This has been eight, almost 9 years in the making. That shows you how determined Trump is to get this done and how long coming this has been. So when your friends say, oh, they didn't do it before, they couldn't. Chairman Ho was in their way. They have all, Joe Biden, they have all the things that they need now that we don't have a Chinese-owned and controlled president anymore. I thought this would take years, but he's getting it done. I don't know when the guy sleeps, but this is amazing. And folks, it just may be the thing that prevents China from taking Taiwan. Because now that we have the full capabilities to build these chips here, granted, it's limited. We've got to sink these factories into the ground and factory expansions as fast as possible. Trump was able to finally do this yesterday.
We'll be putting a tariff on of approximately 100% on chips and semiconductors. But if you're building in the United States of America, there's no charge, even though you're building and you're not producing yet in terms of the big numbers of jobs and all of the things that you're building. If you're building, there will be no charge.
Again, pure genius. Why? Because what these companies could do now, think the South Korean ones, the German ones, whoever else wants to open one, if you start building, you don't even have up and running for a year. Guess what? In that year, you could send your chips into the country as long as you keep building. Those tariffs are a gun to the head of foreign manufacturers. Break ground for your plant now here in America. Onshore this, because this is a major matter of national security. Onshore all of this tech. So what does this mean, folks? We are the world's innovators in tech, you know, in terms of ideas and things and plans and schematics, but we don't build it here. And that puts it at tremendous, tremendous, tremendous risk of China getting a hold of it or controlling it in some way. Not anymore, at least not by the end of the Trump term. This is going to be game changing. We innovate on the world's tech. We build it here. And with the immediate 100% expensing that's in the big, beautiful bill that passed of factories, you can build those. You can afford to build those factories here right now more affordably than just about anywhere else on Earth.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
But that wasn't the only game changer today. Look, I got to warn folks, our jobs reports are going to look a little whack for a while because we've never seen churn like this with illegal immigrants departing jobs and Americans taking them. And there's this incredible article in Biz Now about this in L.A., Lee, and just the extent of the illegal economy that was being operated there. Because it seems like everything Democrats love, do, and celebrate is illegal. Here's what's going on. When federal immigration agents began raiding Home Depots and other businesses in the Los Angeles area, something strange happened. Foot traffic vanished overnight. Entire blocks shut down. Sales plummeted. And it wasn't because the customers were scared. It was because the workers were. Employees simply stopped showing up. Some owners had to shutter their doors. Fear gripped the heart of LA's commercial quarters. The real story? The fear didn't expose a broken immigration system. It exposed a network of law-breaking employers who rely on illegal labor to line their pockets with profits. This isn't a humanitarian crisis. It's a compliance crisis. They say ICE didn't sweep every business. Far from it. They didn't arrest every illegal immigrant in sight. But a few high-profile operations caused a ripple effect that left the entire street deserted and businesses paralyzed. Why? Because too many businesses exploit illegal immigrants. The politicians knew it. The business owners knew it. And now so do the rest of us. When workers vanish at the first sign of immigration enforcement, it's not because they're nervous. It's because they're not eligible to work here in the first place. Let that sink in. California Democrats love to talk about being a sanctuary state and about welcoming illegal immigration. How about dignity, inclusion, and building back together? But the truth is they've enabled an entire economy built on illegal labor. Low wages, no benefits, no complaints allowed. And that's what keeps the wheels turning in industries like garment manufacturing, agriculture, food service, and construction. And when enforcement shows up, panic sets in. The left will tell you these are just hardworking people trying to earn a living, Lee. And in many cases, that's true. But that's not the point. The point is the same Democrat politicians and activists who scream about living wages and workers' rights turn a blind eye when businesses exploit illegal labor for dirt cheap pay. And I would add to get out of paying taxes.
Boy, there's hypocrisy right there.
Yes. Now think about it for a minute. You're illegally there. You get injured on the job. Good luck.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Next. And so we're talking about entire blocks just shut down. They can't run their businesses. Well, that's going to cause massive churn. I mean, you're going to see weirdness in job numbers. And we're, you know, that's how we got 1.5 million non-Americans out of the workforce in this last Bureau of Labor Statistics report. That's over the last 4 months. And this number I keep coming back to, 383,000 American-born workers taking jobs last month.
Mm-hmm.
Last month. So we've got this weird churn going on, and you can see the signs of it everywhere. And especially just loving this article from just a few minutes ago that I had 16% plunge in remittance transfers to Mexico, according to the Bank of Mexico, in a single month. So that's the pee that illegals make and then they send home to their families, yeah. Down 16%. That's every one of those dollars stays in this country and in American hands. And it circulates here. That is going to be a game changer over the next 2 to 3 years. And what happens when the deportation army's up and running? I mean, we already had 80,000 applications for 10,000 slots. They can't even fill them fast enough with all the people who've applied. Because people want to go to war. They want to fight for their country. They want to fight. They don't care if leftists come to your house and intimidate you. So this is all going exactly as it should. And you can tell what the plan is. Clean out the sanctuary cities, which is already happening. They're self-deporting. Then run the census. Run a clean census. We'll take back 32 seats because every one of them is ours. Now, did you see what just broke? Headline, President Trump immediately orders new census to not count illegal aliens. I have, this is a Truth Post from him this morning. I have instructed our Department of Commerce to immediately begin work on a new and highly accurate census based on modern day facts and figures. I love how he writes these. And importantly, using the results and information gained from the presidential election of 2024, people who are not in our country, I'm sorry, people who are in our country illegally will not be counted in the census. Exactly what you said, Lee. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Yeah, I love his tagline now.
Yeah.
Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Same 24-hour period, I should say, because it was yesterday, the list of sanctuary cities that are going to be targeted by the DOJ for breaking federal law comes out as they hire the army. It's a redistricting army, really. This is a redistricting fight. And Democrats cheated to the tune of 20 million. And now they want to scream bloody murder because we want to legally redistrict Texas? What about the 20 million you brought in the voter drive?
No.
So just sit back, get your popcorn, enjoy, because the Democrats are going to freak over this census.
There's going to be immediate blowback.
Oh, it's going to be massive. Yeah. They are going to freak out. And here's what they're going to say. They're going to tell this lie. That we want a census so that we can, so billionaires won't count the poor.
Yeah.
They'll call them the poor. They'll call them, they don't want to count poor Americans. They want to disenfranchise them. They're not Americans. They might get, maybe they could be someday.
They're in America, but they're not Americans.
Right. Yes. Now, you know, if they want to get the CPB One app, take the $1,000 to self-deport, come back in the front door, okay, maybe be American one day.
Right. Yes.
But otherwise, bye-bye. So, there are going to be massive lawsuits. I cannot wait to play the montage of lies tomorrow from the media. And they're going to pretend like Trump isn't going to count Americans or isn't going to count Hispanic Americans or isn't going to count poor Americans. There'll be some version of it.
Well, it'll be racist, racist, racist.
Yeah. Racist, racist, racist.
Nazi,
racist.
Nazi,
Nazi. Nazi, racist. Racist, Nazi.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is just going, no, we're only going to count Americans. That's what we're going to do. So he just ordered the new census. Fantastic. My only question now is, as you could literally probably see the Democrat lawyers sprinting to the courthouse somewhere, like running, you know, in through the front doors to try to stop this. The only question now is, what jurisdiction does it end up being litigated in, and how fast can we overcome the lawsuits?
Yeah.
And will this have to go before the Supreme Court? Look, we can do this. I looked it up after you said it because I thought we could only do it every 10 years, but you're right. No, we can do it more often. So he's well within his legal rights. It's going to be interesting to see how they try to stop it.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. It's a big problem. We've still got the supervisors who committed fraud inside the Census Bureau, and I would not send out a single questionnaire until I clean that place out. I mean, again, they were, according to the Inspector General's investigation, this was Associated Press, even admitted mass fraud. Mm-hmm. 1,300 fraudulent census takers, again, made up houses they didn't go to, made up results they didn't get. You don't want to be doing a census with Democrats running it because you're not going to like the results. They're not going to be real, in other words. So I hope Trump understands we got to clean that place out. I don't know if he knows. Maybe he doesn't know they cheated on the last census to a massive degree. Somebody needs to tell him, because I would not undertake this without cleaning that place out. But this is good. This is how you get those 32 seats back.
Yeah.
This is how you win the midterms. You get legitimate seats back. Because, again, if you're kind of new to all of this, what we did in the last census was we counted illegal immigrants who can't even vote, but we counted them for apportionment, which means the assignment of congressional districts. So if you're a sanctuary city, you're New York, you got a million illegals sitting there, you get extra Democrat congressional districts you wouldn't have had before. The illegals can't vote in them, but Democrats can vote in districts they shouldn't have because of them.
Yeah, that's the key.
Yeah,
because it's the amount of people there that determines the apportionment, as you're talking about. And it doesn't matter if they vote or not. it gets you those seats which lean in that particular party's direction.
Again, seats Democrats shouldn't have and could not win campaigning on what they believe.
Yeah.
Because Americans have rejected it. And they will reject and they will continue to reject.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.